following is, let's call it a cheat sheet for metaphysical living. It's a quick reminder of how, if you live your life this way each day, positive things will come to you. Abundance and manifestation, happiness and joy. And joy really is the state of beingness that is natural to the human being. And sometimes we lose sight of that. So it's a way of combining success and awareness. And let's start with monitoring your thinking. So as you go about your daily activities, you want to nullify, you want to cancel out negative thoughts before they recede into your subconscious and psychic levels to maintain a positive attitude about everything. You can even say cancel, cancel, cancel when they pop in. You may not be able to keep them from coming in, but you can have sway and control over how long they stay there and how much they affect you. Constantly be aware of what you are saying and how you're saying it. Negative conversation and foul language, angry words, they carry power. They literally, the energy sticks to the things around you. It permeates the curtains and the carpet and the floor, things like that. So be very conscious of the way you speak into your environment. Speak positively and with being assured, you know. Every time a desire enters your mind, immediately visualize yourself through mental pictures as already possessing it. See that. That's a law of attraction, the magnetism. So if when it pops into your mind, really feel the energy of that and give it weight and reality. Now, whenever you have a need for relaxation or regeneration, set aside time for instantaneous meditation practice. Some people call it trancing. Some people call that instantaneous meditation practice, where you immediately take that deep breath, go into that meditative state. You know what that is. You can deep, you know, when you practice this, you can drop down into it very quickly. So you want to rejuvenate. Now, continue to program your mind at least once daily using the mantras. There's another recording on the site that have mantras. And they are meant to address different areas of your life, health, abundance, wellness. But to use those mantras to shift your vibrational reality. You can practice creative light visualization. You can practice whatever meditation that you're already practicing. Use that and maybe begin to explore a new level of meditation, whatever that looks like for you. Now, this is a really powerful one. Every night when falling asleep, practice feeding your subconscious mind positive thoughts by giving it instructions to cooperate with your higher mind during the self-regulating dream states. So remember, when we go to sleep, whether it's a nap or at night, we are resetting our vibration. We are resetting. It's almost like we get a do-over every day. So we want to consciously program what it is our intention is for that regeneration time. You know, if it's connection, if it's receiving information. I used to be given an art assignment and not be able to come up with something in my mind. And I'd go to sleep and it would come in through my dreams and I'd know what I was going to be doing the next day. So it's very powerful to intend what it is you want to create. And we get to do that 365 days a year. That's a lot of clear intention. So remember also that the practice of deep meditation, using whatever techniques you have in your toolkit, using maybe one of the meditations on my website, you can regulate your time schedule so that you are able to do this twice daily. So maybe you only do a meditation in the morning and the night, but schedule it in. If nothing else, I mean, I used to, it just seems so innocuous. It seems so lightweight. Yeah, meditation, whatever. No. Meditation, yes. It is so powerful. And if you're one of those people that I just can't turn off my mind, that's okay. So do a moving meditation then until you can get to that place. And by that, I mean taking a walk. And that will, it will clear your mind. And just the motion and the it becomes like a hypnosis in a way, a physical hypnosis. Rowing, kayaking, whatever it is for you. And if you notice that you're thinking a lot on your walk, just walk up to a plant, touch the leaf, it grounds you, it brings you into that moment and say, thank you. There are so many ways to stay present and to feed your metaphysical journey and to feed your the peace of your soul. And it just takes minimal effort, really, but it takes a beginning. So if you're already there and doing that, brava, you know, let's deepen it with these tools. If you're just beginning, also congratulations. I'm very happy you're here. Namaste.